Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today it's nice to be joined by Maxime Godet from Cognac Godet. Maxime, how are you doing?
Hello, Taylor. I am very good. Thank you very much.
Can you give a quick introduction? Does Cognac Godet have a specific philosophy?
Our philosophy is, of course, to remain family, to transmit what we learn during our period of time in a Godet company and to bring that to our children. But the philosophy is when you are a family company, you inherit values of direction, but each generation has to create its own future. I would say that for us, when we started, when we took over the business, we wanted to explain in more detail what is really cognac, because actually for 500 years, we've been producing cognac and the cognac has existed. So, but what is beside this name? What is really inside the bottle? So our goal has been to clarify those points and to create some products that are extremely clear and easy to understand. This is why we now work with the 6th cru of cognac, you know, other grape variety, not only Uni Blanc, but we also produce Folle Blanche, Montil and Colombard. You know, about our location, La Rochelle, we are the only cognac company located by the sea.
So Godet's position next to the coast at La Rochelle, how does this help the aging of your cognacs?
By being located by the sea, we enjoy a temperate climate. The temperature is more balanced and humidity is higher. The evaporation process is slower. So it, of course, impacts the quality of the cognac and the taste of the cognac. I don't say it is better. I don't say it is worse. I am just saying it is obvious that makes a difference. And long, long time ago, many houses were in the region of Charente-Maritime. Not anymore now. So as a matter of fact, Godet, we are the only one enjoying this kind of climate. And this gives us uniqueness because of the climate, because of the humidity, because of the wind, the yod and the salt.
So what product are we tasting today?
So today, we are tasting our extra. Our extra has a special history. You know, during the Second World War, La Rochelle was invaded by the German and was used as a U-boat station. The U-boat are the submarines. And both my grandfather and great-grandfather entered the French resistance, Atlantic Alliance. The German was looking for them, of course. So they took over our company and one Nazi guy was in charge of running our company. But when I mean running, it doesn't mean that they started to sell some product and innovate, you know, a new product. What they did is basically they drank our stock and they sold our properties. So when my grandfather and great-grandfather came back from the war, they found their cellar empty and a lot of our property was gone. They had the choice. They could have quit and not start again the business. But they both of them wanted to continue. They replanted the vineyards and the grapes that we use for the extra are the harvest we got from the new vineyard they replanted after the Second World War. Our extra, we don't sell millions of bottles. Most of the cognac are between 70 and 50 years of aging.
So if we move into a tasting note, Maxime, how would you describe the extra?
First of all, this very strong, powerful smell. And then when you drink, it is in a little bit in opposition to this strong and powerful smell because it is very light and the aroma extremely precise. When you taste the layers of aroma, extremely easy to distinguish. And it's more floral and fruity. The greatness of those old cognac is these notes of chocolate you can have and rancio. When you pour it into your glass, you need to wait 15 minutes before the cognac opens up. So for this type of cognac, if you have to drink them, it is best is after lunch or after dinner. You need to have time to drink those cognac. And I think it is a great word because to us, time is a synonym of cognac. Without time, it is not possible to create, to elaborate any good cognac.
Well said. Well, Maxime, it's been a pleasure. I thank you for your time and I wish you very happy holidays.
Thank you, Taylor. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day and another cognac. Au revoir.